Thank you for your ever-present help that is available in our midst day after day as we call upon your name. You have colonized this atmosphere already, and the weight of your glory is beginning to descend. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. We ask that you lead us through the passage of life tonight, and grant that everyone will feel the warmth that is in your presence, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn your Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 21. We'll read verse 5 and 6, then we'll jump to verse number 8. Isaiah 21:5. It says, prepare the table which is the watchtower. Prepare the table. Watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. For thus saith the Lord unto me, go set a watchman. Let him declare what he seeth. Jump to verse 8. And he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. There are four Hebrew words in the Old Testament scripture that are translated watch or watchman. In order for me to spare you all the Aramaic, I will just write what they mean. I will just read out what these words mean. First, one of the words means to keep watch. Another one means to spy out the plans of the enemy. To keep watch, that is general surveillance. Another one means to spy out the plans of the enemy. Another one means to look for the visitations of the Lord. Another one means to be on guard, ready for battle. Ready for battle. To keep watch. To spy out. To discern or to look for the visitations of the Lord. And fourthly, to be on guard. Now, the reason why I went into all of these definitions is because I want to take us on a journey in the scriptures. And the emphasis of this journey is to ascertain the role of the watchman. Now, you see, the watchman's assignment is consistent with the meaning of those words. You are either guarding or you are spying. You are either looking out for visitations of the Lord or you are keeping watch. Right? Okay. Why do you need to be all of this? Why do you need to function as a guard? Why do you need to keep watch? Why do you need to spy out the plans of the enemy? Let's start the journey. Number one, if you function as a watchman, you'll be able to discern between a friend and a foe. If Satan is going to wreak havoc among a people, he must have an agent through which he intends to implement his intention. If God wants to bring about a visitation among a people, he must have an agent through which he can implement his intentions. Your first assignment as a watchman, because every human being that comes into your life is either a visitation from God or a visitation from the enemy. And there is a need for us to be able to discern adequately the people that come into our space. If by any means you do not discern an enemy before the person gets to walk, you will be inflicted with the person's activity. Even it's not good to learn by experience when we talk about enemies. You can catch them in their tracks if you are watching. Turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. The scripture says, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh." That is the reading of importance to me in that verse of scripture. It says henceforth. It means that prior to this time, he attempted to know men after the flesh, and he was disappointed. So he came to a conclusion that from henceforth, we do not know any man after the flesh. You see, if God's purpose is going to expand around your life, and God sends a messenger of his into your life, it is possible for you not to accept that messenger. The Bible says that he came to his own and his own received him not. Even though God had packaged a visitation in a certain man and dispatched to you. I've met people that rejected the salvation in the packages of men that God dispatched to them. Once, twice, three times. The implication of that is three seasons of God's help have been denied just because someone lacks the ability to discern the purpose of God that is trapped in a man. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. So he said, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. It means there is a way by which we can know men. And the act of knowing men is part of the job description of a watchman. Let me give you a typical example. In the book of Acts chapter 8, you will see a scenario that found expression. And until watchmen were introduced into that scenario, Satan was obviously going to have an upper hand. Acts chapter 8. Beginning from verse number 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. So the package that God was releasing to the brethren in Samaria was in the form of two men. Two men were introduced into the labors that were taking place in Samaria. I'd like us to see the impact of these two men, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part. Now, he has moved from natural rebuke. He has entered into discernment. That's the work of a watchman. You can never know a man after the flesh. You want to get married? Keep your emotions down. Let's go on a journey in the spirit. You need to take a look at that person through the Holy Ghost. Hear what Peter said when he came. He said, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. You know the meaning of that? He wasn't born again. Evangelist Philip that went to preach in Samaria had already baptized this guy. The guy had finished baptismal class and he was considered eligible for baptism. He had gone through the process and he was dipped in water. The deception was already accepted in the community of the brethren. And with the way Simon the sorcerer was, he was obviously going to make it to leadership position in that new church that was about to start in Samaria. Most of the time when the seedlings of the move of God begin to take shape in a territory, in a family, in a location, in a place, Satan wants to make some investments so that he can have a harvest right in the center of the move of God. And so he smuggled this guy, and Evangelist Philip was not able to detect him. Evangelist had baptized him, and he was even on the newspapers. Native doctor baptized. It was some kind of a supernatural feat that was going to add to the credentials of the evangelist. Unknown to the evangelist, this guy never accepted Jesus. It's not everyone that comes to the altar, maybe upon an altar call, that actually gets saved. It was when we introduced Brother Peter and John from Jerusalem. They had a gift. They had a watchman's gift, which is the gift of the discernment of spirit, to decipher and to sort and to differentiate. Can we go back to those, our four definitions again? One is what? Two is what? So they had the ability to spy out through the gift of discernment of spirit who Simon the sorcerer truly was. You see, if someone wants to marry you, old lady, the easiest way for him to get you to lose your guard is to make you emotional. Anything that takes you away from soberness has made you lose your discernment. Discernment and soberness work together. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that I will rather be in the house of mourning than in the house of merriment. Because in mourning, there's soberness, there's gravity, and that is the atmosphere that facilitates discernment. The moment you get excited, you have lost your discernment. So if you find a true spiritual man, even if the day they are celebrating him, you will not find him go off guard. Because he knows that on a day like that, Satan will make an appearance. I promise you one thing. You will never see me cry. Alright? And you'll never see me overexcited. Never. And it's a promise. You know, when we went to bury my dad many years ago, people were crying. You will never catch me in that position. The moment you release yourself to sorrow, you have lost your discernment. You can't hear God. Most of your enemies will wait for that day. And if it happens to be that your day of battle is scheduled in a day when you allow depression to becloud your soul, you are likely to embrace a cobra in the name of looking for someone to comfort you. The definition of spirituality requires that you are balanced. That is, your emotions are always balanced. The moment you go excited, you lose your ability to discern. Or you go depressed. So you must always be balanced. Part of what the Holy Spirit does when he deals with us is that he stabilizes your emotions. There is a lot of work that the cross does on the soul of man to restore our soul and to bring it to a point where it operates as a neutral organ that takes instructions from the Spirit. In the compartment of your will, he allows you to encounter situations that will compel you to submit your will to the will of God. In the compartment of your emotions, it will allow you, because your emotions are unbridled. You love anything. You love this, love that, love movies, love. That's how your soul is. Your soul is a love of organ. You can just love a man and you are willing to die. You are telling your mother, I will kill myself. That's how you are. So God will allow you to love something. And then he will organize for that love to break. So that you will see the injury that takes place when you love without God. What he's trying to achieve is to stabilize your emotions. It is for the purpose of accuracy in discernment that your emotions need to be stabilized. So he can, even though he loves you, he can allow you to feel that pain if it will yield emotional stability. If someone gives me 1 billion naira, you won't know. It won't, the way you are seeing me, that's how I will be. If you find someone that swings in his moods too quickly, you can't fight the lost wars. You'll be a victim of battles. I have a friend that is very anointed, but he swings too much. I say, you will not last, though. This game, this is not how we play this game. Your ability to discern, they will puncture you. So I don't know, the scriptures did not give us sufficient insight into the personality of Evangelist Philip that went to Samaria with the gospel. If I had a little window on several things he said, his leisure times, I would have been able to pick his temperament and his disposition, but we were not given access to read him through scripture. But this one thing is true. The guy had believed that a sorcerer was born again. Took him through baptismal class, and the guy survived it. And he actually baptized him. His name was in the church register until two brethren were introduced from Jerusalem. The moment the Holy Ghost service started and Peter and John began to lay hands, people began to speak in tongues, the desire of the man jumped out. It's okay, I'm here to trade. I'm not here for this, your business, but I like, there's a trading that I came to accomplish. And Peter looked at the person talking. You know, you need to look beyond, it's a spy, it's the work of a spy. Look beyond what he said. I need to teach you how to decode things that are not said from what is said. Oh my, you are not with me. You see, we are on air. If I say something now, the people involved will know. That's the reason why. Maybe we'll shut down for okay, you see, we'll now staff the people that are participating in this service from other places. Just to show you an example of how to pick a man's heart. From what he said, we can decode what he has not said. He said, give me. Take money and give me this gift so that on anyone upon whom I lay my hands shall receive the Holy Ghost. The man traveled through that utterance into his heart. And what was the first statement? He said, you have no part in this matter. This matter of salvation that is the basis of our collocation. You have no part in it. You have not seen Jesus. Your sins are still in you. How did this man, how was he able to spy? Meanwhile, the guy was around Evangelist Philip all this while, and Evangelist Philip was not able to see this window that these brethren are seeing. Are you with me? If you grow older in ministry, the youthful desires you had that motivated you as a younger preacher, you would have grown, matured beyond it. Your greatest asset, when you begin to arrive maturity, are men that God has sent your way. Your greatest asset also is to discover the ones God has not sent quickly, because they have the capacity to destroy everything that God is using you to build. May the Lord give us understanding. I'd like us to see, if you are using the lens of denomination to analyze people, you are wrong. You are wrong. It means that the reality of the brotherhood has not yet seeped into your soul. So you see through the lens of the creations of men. Hallelujah. Oh, your amen is weak. Maybe you have accepted an enemy already. Henceforth, know we no man after what? The flesh. My last station before I resigned was in the city of Gombe, and one of our disciples here was posted to Gombe, so he was staying in my house. And if you ever visited me when I was there, you will see my life. When I leave for work and I come back to work, from work and I enter my room, I will not come out until the next day. For all the 4 years that I was there, that's my lifestyle. So if you want to see me, and you're in my, because me and you can be in the same house and not see for 35 days, for 50 days. That's if you don't see me when I'm coming back. You will not see me again until your next opportunity is the next morning. If I zap out before you come out, your next opportunity is when I'm coming back. So the guy now crawled into my room one of the evenings, and he said, because normally most of them are afraid of me, so I try to be very kind so that they can tell me what is on their heart, because they don't tell me. So he crept in and he said, brought one picture, said, I want to marry this girl. And I was high in spirit, like a spy. The grace to spy was quite intense on my soul. And I looked at the picture and said, ah, this one is not yours. Hey! He got angry because he'd been, you know, they had a relationship, he's about 4 years old. And I told him, I will not stop you from marrying her, but I will not come. I will not come because I'll be a witness of what will destroy your destiny. And I'm not asking you to believe me. You understand? Because in the New Testament, we all of us have the Holy Ghost. So I'm not supposed to use the activity of the Holy Spirit in my spirit to govern you. No, that's not how it works. Even if I see that you are going, taking a wrong man to the altar, the best I will tell you is, sister, have you prayed? When a prophet is beginning to encourage you about prayer on a matter, he is talking. There is something he is not saying. May the Lord help you in the name of Jesus. And when they come so zealous, they don't know that we have been there before. He didn't believe me. So he went and reported to his dad. His dad is also a pastor. His dad too didn't believe me. So, thank God I didn't tell him that he shouldn't go ahead. That he should go ahead, but I will not come. Because I will not witness the beginning of his destruction. When he finished youth service, he went and he started a branch of our ministry somewhere. Details with her so that you don't know who I'm talking about. So, as he started that branch of our... In fact, they wanted to launch
that branch in that city.
Then this lady shows up. And the lady broke his heart that night before the pioneering. And the mother was there. Everybody was, they saw a dimension that they have never. And he was afraid to communicate to me thereafter because of how he did not respect my view. And I didn't make it a command. I just presented my opinion based on the ability to spy. It took what I saw in 25 seconds. It took them how many months to realize it. And after the lady broke his heart, the next day she came and started pleading that it was Satan. She has come back. So the mother was able to see that this is not good. And then they now apologized to her for dating her at all and gave her money to go back to where she came from. You know what she said? That it was his father in the Lord, which is me now, that destroyed the relationship. He said, henceforth, you know, the young man today, every day he will call me, he will thank me. He said, okay. Henceforth, no we, no man after what? Now, let's finish with what happened in the book of Acts quickly. And take inventory of what Apostle Peter said. He said, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. This man is seeing his heart. I hope you know he's not achieving this after the flesh. There's an enablement of the Spirit that is giving him the capacity to assess this man through the wisdom that is in the Holy Ghost. He said, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Verse 23 again, the discernment goes to another level. He said, for I perceive that thou art in a gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. I hope you know what gall means. Gall is you know that bitter part when you are slaughtering an animal, there's one bitter component and you need to ensure that, what's it called? Bile duct. You are in the gall of bitterness. This disclosure now has nothing to do with any of the activities that took place. This one now he has decoded him. That your motivation for wanting to masquerade as a false believer is bitterness. The reason is because Philip came and took your members. The people that used to patronize you, that called you the great power of God. The people that felt that you were a mystery, you were demystified by the invasion that came through Philip's ministry. And that bitterness is in your soul. Even till now. Do you realize that the evangelist didn't say that? For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. And this man was not there when the crusades took place. He didn't even know how Philip, under the anointing, conquered the territory. He was just introduced from Jerusalem. And he was able to tell that Simon was in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. This is how we know men. A very skilled bad man will not show any trait in his character that is bad. A very skilled one. Except you have the ability to spy. You will never know who he is. Oh, I remember in Abuja. I just came from Kano. That's when we did 264 days of fasting. And I came to visit my sister in Abuja. And as I came in, I was lean like an a HIV victim, but my spirit was anointed. As I entered into the place, she took me straight to the kitchen and said, this is our housemaid that is helping me. And as our eyes jammed, the lady packed the next morning. I perceive for that thou art in a goal of bitterness and the bondage of iniquity. She packed the next morning. And my sister didn't know why. My sister was hot that she packed. I didn't bother to explain. That's how you go and take a witch and make the witch your cook. The first assignment of a watchman is to discern men. Men travel with visitations, either visitations from God or visitations from the enemy. The way you are sober, it seems a lot of people, several people from the enemy have visited you. The way I'm seeing you, so sober this evening. Let me finish my reading. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then Simon answered and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me. He didn't deny that none of these things which you have spoken will come upon me. He didn't deny that there was iniquity inside of him. When the guy spied him out and the light shined upon him, instantly he went and said, pray. Pray the Lord that none of those things that you have spoken will come upon me. The moment you discern an evil man, you have taken his power. And the more you rise the ladder, the more evil people will come around you. You don't need to invite them. Satan has a method of dispatching people around the lives of such people that have promising destinies in the hand of God. So if you lack the ability to discern the kind of men in your space, you are not likely to fulfill your destiny. Your hand will be used to bring the situations and circumstances that will bedevil you into your life. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Guess what? That our pastor, when he eventually wanted to marry, brought the other one. After this one had been exposed. Because I took a fast. This aspect he will not know. When I saw that he was going to stumble, I had to take a fast. When I fast like that, so that something can change before danger comes. If I'm not seeing a sign of deliverance, I will go and sow a seed on your behalf. Yes. Oh, I know a little about priesthood. I've been doing it for all of you for years until recently that we now want to bring you into it. Do you know how many of our pastors would have died by now? Don't worry, that's not for you. When you start becoming an elder, you will know how to regulate things. So I had done spiritual exercises for him and casted several seeds here and there. And then the lady exposed herself. And when she exposed herself, after 3 hours, she came to beg. Ah, she didn't know. What? Ah, but it was too late. You may not be that lucky to have someone that will shake the rem so that the thing can be exposed. So you need to develop your capacity. So when he now found another lady, he now brought the lady. We were doing fasting and prayer like this too. So I saw that one, there was light on her life. He thanked me. If he could, see, Oga, well done. Henceforth, know we no man
after the flesh.
I can tell you the story of how God spoke about my wife to me. I don't know how many preachers have as much peace as I have. Not necessarily because I'm a good man, because God altered the context in which I find myself. You discern between a friend and a foe. That's one of the duties of a watchman. Number two, watching for movements in the spirit realm. Watching for movements in the spirit realm. Now, this is the aspect of watching that requires waiting. And I'm going to talk about waiting a lot, maybe next week. Waiting. The waiting of a watchman. It's not waiting of wasting time, but waiting so that movements will take place in the realm of the spirit. And maybe we can do a practical on this. The waiting of a watchman. We'll show you how that is done. And then when movements begin to take place in the realm of the spirit, I will discern it. I will know. Hallelujah. For instance, if I'm fasting and praying like this, fasting and praying like this, fasting, and your name comes to me, I know you're in trouble. That's when I will call you and say, "How are you?" And the person might even lie and say, "We are okay." I say, "No, you are not okay." I have situations where people said, "We are okay," or three times. In the fourth time, I say, "You are not okay," before they will now open. Some of the other times, the people are hospitalized. And the spirit of death wants to take advantage. The person can't even answer a call. I say, "Okay, go to the hospital. I will call you. Put the phone on the head. Let my utterance bathe the person. In 3 hours' time, the person will receive strength." Now, you need watching for movements. If you are a student in the school of the spirit, you know that nothing happens in the natural that doesn't happen first in the supernatural. If you find someone that has practiced witchcraft for long, they can point at people that they have already killed in the coven. There's an allowance of like 3 days in between the time that they complete the ritual before it takes effect. So witches that are seers can point people that are already dead, according to their own definition. Am I true? Okay. Meanwhile, in my own opinion, all those people that are already dead by the estimation of wizards and warlocks, we can reverse it. It's part of my calling. Because when the anointing thickens upon me, I can see who is carrying death. And I've been doing it for like 12 years. I know you know, so no need to. But you need to watch. Hallelujah. Watching to see if there's any movement in the realm of the spirit. Because the things that happen in the realm of the spirit eventually find expression in the natural. I remember when Kwado and her husband came to me. They just got married. So I said, "Do you people want children?" They said, "Yes." "Which one do you want?" They said, "Boy." I said, "No, you have a girl first." I've seen it. Do you understand? When there are movements in the realm of the spirit, is that true? Okay. I've seen it. When there are movements in the realm of the spirit, then things will begin to appear. The things that are supposed to happen will begin to appear. It is in that state that you can change something that you don't want. Exactly. We'll do a practical so that you can understand what we're talking about. A watchman. This is a year. We will prosper because we watch this year. The strategy for prosperity this year is the watchings. I know Alphonsus will not remember. We finished the service at the other tent, and I came out and I told him, "Your wife is about to deliver. This time it's a boy." While we're praying that prayer, the thing was stirred. I saw it. Meanwhile, I didn't know whether there were complications. insufficient sperm count, all those things, they don't matter. You know, I told you before that there was a guy that came to see me in the office. He had zero sperm count. And he brought the test results, zero sperm count, all right? And then we prayed. Then his wife took him. Then he went for a test again and brought zero sperm count. So there were two tests, one before conception, one after conception, and two of them, zero sperm count. And the child came out a replica of the man. I know you say, I'm crazy, I'm mad. But I've seen things that science cannot explain. Now, let me show you how to watch. But before we do that, I need to give you a scripture to support this matter. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 will be a most convenient scripture in this. Now, when you watch to see what is stirred up in the realm of the spirit, it can either be demonic or divine. That's the reason for your watching. Satan is like if you play card games. Are you here? And someone plays one card. So you will see things that the realm divine are trying to program into the next season. You will see that things that the realm demonic are trying to program into the next season. And if you keep your watches and you have suggestions of the things that the kingdom of darkness is trying to implement, you can stop it in the womb of the spirit. You can kill that, abort that fetus that Satan is trying to make available. Because if you are not keeping your watches, Satan will have a plan, and the thing will go through gestation. It will mature. And most times it is when the thing comes out that we start praying. That is reactionary prayer. That's not watching. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Stay with me. Okay? Imagine that you just got married and you saw in your dreams that your husband wants to start drinking. He has not started though. And then you didn't do anything about it until he comes home with one bottle in the pocket here, another bottle, and he say, sour, 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 yeah, mama. At that time, it will take the hand of Jesus. Kill it while it is still in the spirit. It will take the hand of Jesus. Don't worry about me. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Hallelujah. He said, be sober. You see, that's the emotional aspect I'm talking about. Become too excited, you will lose your discernment. And that's the only gift of protection I have. The moment you have shaken me, 60% of the people I shake, I know them. 60% of the time, if I shake somebody, and God gave me so that I can be preserved. Do you understand that? And I know the rule, I know the law that makes it potent, sober. His emotions must be stable. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he might devour. Now, two things I'd like you to see here is a call for vigilance, a call for emotional stability, and then a call for the watches of vigilance. And the third thing I'd like you to see is that Satan cannot devour everybody. Most of us do reactional kinds of spiritual activities when the thing has already manifested. So you now swing into prayer. If I didn't see it and the thing manifests like that, I will go back and repent. I will not just start praying. I'll say, hey, God, so this thing happened, I didn't know. Wow. Then I'll begin to check my life, troubleshoot my alignment. Because we should be able to have the ability to stop these things when they are still in the cradle of the spirit. Now let's do a little practical for 15 minutes. I'll continue tomorrow. Now, this is my advice to you. If you want to hear God condition your environment, Look for a praise and worship tape, a worship tape that you like so much, your spirit likes it. Use it to condition the environment. Don't allow the environment to sway. Choose the menu. And your spirit will not like a song for long. Right? Your spirit is dynamic, just like physical food. You eat one today and you tell your wife, man, this soup was great. And then she goes, next day she brings it. Say, no, this is not. That's how your spirit is. It functions according to variety. So what stays on your heart and brings ventilation to your soul today will not survive, will not have the same effect tomorrow. You know why? It's not about the song. It's not about the tune. It is because at that time the Holy Spirit was upon it. And it's only that which comes from the Spirit that can affect your spirit. Only spirit can encounter spirit. Don't think that your song is good. No. Does it convey spirit? As long as there's spirit in it, it will affect your own spirit. Do you understand that? If the Spirit of God lives from it, the tunes remain, but they are mere tunes for the ears of men. There is something your spirit likes. Give him that menu. And then it's easy for your spirit to yield to the Spirit of God when that menu is available. As you allow, as the Spirit surrenders completely to the flow, the perpetual flow of life that comes from the Spirit of God, then you begin to discern the things that are flowing in the river of life. You will see when Satan wants to make an attempt at you. You will know when darkness has been summoned to fight with the next phase of your destiny. You will know when your name is given to a warlock, and a warlock, a wizard, is contracted to bring injury to you. You will know when it's time to fight, if you are in the flow of that river of life. Because in that river itself is the capacity for notification. It's the stream that brings consciousness. And your spiritual senses are activated to know the things that you have never learned, to know the things that you cannot be taught, things that you cannot study. Those things must be handed out to you by the Spirit of God. Now, when your spirit is resting, because I thank God for this brother, he has found the note that my spirit is on. So I can rest now. I can rest in it. This art of resting that I'm talking about is to be tranquilized from any form of worry, concern, trouble. Be tranquilized from it. When you have found that state, then you can begin to speak in tongues. Then the operation of Christ that is in your vessel will be activated. When it is activated, these things will be done by the Holy Ghost. But it will happen. It's just like when you are warming your car in the morning. It has an intense sound. When the lubrication has gone round, it will rest. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It will rest. It means you can drive now. Right? So if you, the lubrication, it will go round. When it goes round, then the flow of life begins. The things that are about to come to pass in the future, you'll be seeing it. Because your spiritual senses are activated. You'll become wise by the Holy Ghost. All right, let's try. Can we speak in tongues for... If you came here with problems, can you forget it? Just forget yourself. Forget your neighbor. Forget your husband. Forget your wife. Get yourself focused. The only thing that matters here is Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the King. Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus Christ the King. That's the only thing that matters right now. Oh my God. And then the rivers of life will begin to flow. There's a tranquility that it will minister. The rest that is in heaven, the atmosphere of that rest, it will quench every turbulence on your soul. Because it will lead you by water still. Oh my. Kofila skito monge mazalai. Skifotomines kufres kofala bukontia. Avaitos kabakunte bres kufilami. Jacobos kapata kode bokoria siko breska. Jaminai toles kebasuta branta kupa kabalatwa. Esgito kombresa matwa lekuska rakabonda mila isko kebali jamin kompatun hasalabuka ibromos kambiles kapatu neskito raito kameliete yata kobinatwa kis kompelia skizo sanatula barakasita barakasaminela. Barakaskuta brendo mizai. Aveli kompela skito brendo kopela kudemazi. Akave sosela hambre kabata kuntame. Agaito sama kantelia. Ikabedo kompe. Ikabasama katelia. Ikabasupre kambatu akebuske tamila. Then your spiritual senses will be activated. You will see beyond your mind. You will understand beyond your learning. Holy Spirit will give you eyes beyond your sight. Mesco felico malabraskito monde. Avavaletia meskilo. Presco falamina santeli. Rababonde sketo kobela kura matatalia eskizo zani kampre rakabanzemi no koria avata manshata la bronde keska temina kudia rekabus kabatwa in the name of Jesus. Now let me, when you press that way, God will show you great and mighty things. Meanwhile, for your information, this is how I get the messages I preach. This thing I did now. You want to preach so that there will be life on your message every day? You must do this thing. Every single message I preach, I must pray like that. Then the scripture will drop. That means we're able to search into the movements that took place in the realm of God. Meanwhile, I need to tell you what I saw. If you do this, your sight will explode. Do you know what I saw? I saw a Viking axe, an axe of a Viking. And the Holy Spirit is revealing to me that one of you here is, in the background of your life, there is an attempt to cut you off, but you are not aware, you know? You are not aware. You are just rejoicing and feeling cool. But it is not well. Now, because it might be difficult for us to find the individual, I have a traditional way of locating such people. This is practical, right? So that you will believe. And I will now explain to you how many things go wrong when a family doesn't have a watchman. You can't spy on the enemy. You can't spy on Satan. Satan comes in and out unhindered. The Lord will give strength. He will give grace. He will give grace. He will give grace. Oh, he will give you grace. So we are going to pray. I'll just ask the Lord to help me find the person. The axe is already, the weapon has been forged already. In order to bring injury to the life of someone sitting here. But you will never know except you keep the watches. It's when you are diligent in keeping the watches of the day and of the night that the Holy Spirit will begin to bring things, great and mighty things that you do not know to you. It is not everything that is going on in the realm of the spirit that I saw. I just saw the one that is within the window of my watch. The moment I step down from that window, it will take a sovereign act of God to bring my consciousness to something that is going on in the realm of the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, you quickened my understanding. You showed me the axe and how that one person in this congregation, or maybe many more even listening online, have been programmed for an attack that will bring about strange injury on their lives. In order for us to have the ability to help these ones, I want to ask, oh God, that you will help reveal them, that you help show who they are by stretching forth your hand this evening and by identifying them by your power. So, Holy Spirit, I ask, stretch forth your hand to my right and to my left. And that one that is an object of attack that Satan wants to take advantage of, I ask that your mighty hand will begin to descend upon that person so that I will know who is implicated by this vision that you have shown me. From my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side, Lord, show me. Now bring that woman. Now listen. You're not listening. Stay with me. If it's God that showed me that vision, God will confirm it. If it's not God, you will not. I'm on my own. Now, this woman came into service today not knowing that there's a plot against her life. But it will take a watch in the spirit to identify her situation. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Well, you are not understanding me. Bring her up. The weapon that would have been used against her has been forged already. She doesn't know. She's not aware of it. Now, so when you watch and you see it has not yet happened, it's about to happen, so we can change it. Can we change it? Alright, so stretch your hand in a direction and neutralize the effect of that weapon. Neutralize the effect of that weapon. Neutralize the effect of that weapon right now. Oh, the way you are praying. If you were praying for yourself, you would have prayed more. Neutralize the effect. Neutralize the effect. Isamenia kombela. Guvasesi kobrelo mosketa muradadis. Neutralize the effect of that weapon. Of that weapon. Neutralize it. Let it have no power over her life. Let it have no power over her destiny. We stand as watchmen. We stand as watchmen. We stand enabled by the Holy Ghost. Esia mekile, esia skante mokora, askambelami, shemina itoke brasketa bakata, ibra masanta baboria. We stand as watchmen and we neutralize the effect of that weapon that has been raised in the spirit. Aimoseke maikoba la konde. Jamin Kampala. Oh! Ala kore masile mamaya. Ila lelelelelele. It's not everyone that Satan can devour. By the power that is in the name of Jesus, we rescue you. We rescue you
will rescue you in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. When you minister to someone, be open to what the Holy Ghost will tell you. You see, don't ever think you are a master of ministration. The master is the Holy Spirit. So as you are ministering, you allow him to guide you. Alright, so the guidance now is that I should lay my hands. Don't just lay your hands traditionally, that's what to do. No. Allow him to direct you. It is his directive that is, when obeyed, that releases power. It changes things. Oh, spare this one. Spare her. Spare her. Ooh. Now, let me give you more details. I'm seeing a sickness that was to be cast on this lady. A sickness. But that sickness can no longer take effect. I'm just trying to show you what happens when there's no watchman. So many terrible things take place. And you are the watchman of your family. Yes, you are released from affliction, released from wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. So can you pray for yourself and say, Lord, yes, I accept now that I will be the watchman for my family. I accept the call. I accept what you are saying. Only activate my spirit so that I will become wise by the Holy Ghost. I accept what you are saying. And I ask for empowerment. I ask for strength. Can you pray and ask for empowerment right now? That the Lord will make you wise. Wise by his spirit. Wise by the Holy Ghost. Wise. To change things, to stop things, to facilitate the things that God wants to do, and to stop the things that the devil is about to put in place. You are hereby installed as a watchman. As a watchman, when you call upon the name of the Lord, he will show mercy. He will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. You are installed to guard your family, to guard your neighborhood, to guard the body of Christ, to make intercession and supplication, and to ask that the Lord will bring about an intervention. You are the prophet of your life, the prophet of your destiny. God wants to use you. Oh my God. Alamo Santeria, Paraka Santa Babori Maleta Isco, Ramesco Velaminata Ito Cascada, Raka Santa Babontele, Alatosketo Preco Balacuda, Alama Santa Babola Canteliate, Arasusa Sele, Ebrahmanta Baboria, Yekosketo Monte, Abresco Valia, Amanta Bobosa Macadia, Amanta Skeba Bonde. Amanta Baboria, Amanta Seminale, Agabaso, Agaberi Manso, Agabraska Manso, Agabarata Manso, Ego Samina Planta Baboria, Egaita Kote, Egaita Sama Cantelli, Ama Sobria Lababocotama. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I see the two eyes of a dove. The two eyes of a dove. And I asked God, I said, what is the meaning of this sign? He says he wants to give someone a gift. You see, that's the seer's gift. What makes it easy for you to see into the realm of the spirit? He will give someone that gift right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you release this anointing. This anointing that will open the seer's eye. Release this anointing. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. It's even coming stronger. It's even coming so strong now. I sense it so strong. So strong everywhere. So strong. Release it. 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 Yes. Amamore skida mantalia. You will see danger before it comes. And you will have the authority to be able to change it. Release it. Oh. Ameme rosi kaba la babara tase. Abarata basata baboria. Nothing will happen by accident around you. You will have an insight. You have an inkling. You will be able to spy on the intentions of the enemy. And you will have authority to change it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer activity of a watchman is normally full of excitement. You think there is excitement in Champions League, in Premier League. You've not known excitement yet. When God shows you pictures, gives you visions, he enlightens your understanding so that you can know the things that you are not taught, there is no excitement greater than that. He said, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you. The excitement of the watchman is endless. He has access to secrets. Oh my. He has authority to change things because he has seen it. If demons want to exterminate anybody, they see us at the first on the list. So that his plans will be kept secret. But not anymore. For the Lord gives you sight from this day. He gives you sight. Let only you be seen. Let only you be seen. Over your church, oh yeah. Over your church, oh yeah. Let only you be seen. Let only you be seen. Now the angel of the Lord is here now. Oh, let only you be seen. Over your church. In order not to transform this service into what we did not plan.
over your turtle.